Podcast Fresh.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Gaming Asylum Radio. I am your host, Ryan Mello, aka Acapello. And if you're new here, this is a music show dedicated to video game soundtracks and OSTs. And basically, I pick a few that I like, peruse the soundtrack, I throw a mix up together, and hopefully this can accompany you to work. Maybe you're on a walk, maybe you're trying to study, maybe you're whatever, you're cooking, I don't know. You want to hit that nostalgia? I think music is a great way to do that. So yeah, this is episode number 2 of the Gaming Asylum Radio. The first episode we did Donkey Kong Country, that was fun. And yeah, today we're jumping over to the Nintendo 64, and should be good. Before I get into the game in question, I just want to remind everybody you could follow us at Podcast Fresh on Instagram, Podcast Fresh TO on Twitter. Email us at podcastfresh2020@gmail.com and, you know, give us questions. We'll talk about it on the cafe. And you could also, I guess, request a song for this show. That should be fun. I think that's it. We'll do personals at the end. Yeah, so guys, today we're going to talk about Super Mario 64. Nintendo's first 3D Mario game came out in 1996 in Japan and in the US, and then eventually reached Europe in 97 of March. Yeah, I mean, this is one of the craziest successful stories in video games. I mean, this thing went from 2D to 3D and did it flawlessly, I'd say. I don't think anyone did that jump better than Mario and Nintendo. Like, I think that was just executed to near perfection, at least at the time. Sure, you could go back now, you could nitpick things like the camera and whatever else. Usually it's the camera that people talk about. But other than that, I mean, I think the game is still super playable. It still holds up very well. And it set the formula for all the 3D Mario games that came after it up until the last one that we got, which was Super Mario Odyssey on the Switch, which is a phenomenal game as well. But yeah, so I have a lot of nostalgia for this one. This one actually holds a bit of a special place in my heart. My parents never really played video games. Like, they played Tetris on their Game Boys, maybe. That was probably the extent of it. But when I got this game, for some reason, my dad really gelled with this one, I guess. So I remember just staying up. We'd spend hours trying to get all these power stars, and usually how it worked was I was the controls and he was the brain. So he knew more or less where to guide me, where to go. But because, like, he wasn't as good as playing, he would play it. He would pick up the controller, but he would usually leave it up to me to just do the work. And we were a good team. And that is some of my fondest memories with my dad. I don't know. It's just it was a good age for me to just kind of look back on that and be like, wow, like, that was something pretty special as someone who, you know, as a guy that never, you know, he didn't grow up with video games. He wasn't into that at all. So the fact that he did that with me was actually really, really cool. So yeah, this game has always been, you know, a nice little favorite of mine. The soundtrack is pretty memorable, I'd say. I like it a lot. I will admit it could be nostalgia, but I do think the soundtrack is actually pretty good. Obviously composed by Koji Kondo. He did a lot of work on Mario games, Zelda games, Star Fox games, just early Nintendo games. Like, he was in that. Like, I think in the N64 era, especially, his name comes up quite a bit. And I really like his style. I think he blends a nice mix of instruments ranging from, like, wind instruments to percussion. And I think, like, even though these are new tracks that you have never heard before up until this point, it still feels very Mario-ish. Like, every song still feels pretty Mario-ish. So, you know, that man's a genius. I put him up there with, like, Nobuo Uematsu from Square Enix and Final Fantasy. Like, those two to me, and Yoko Shimomura, she's awesome as well. Those three to me are, like, the triforce of video game music. I think they are just incredible. And then, of course, I am a fan of David Wise and Grant Kirkhope and all those. But like, I don't know, those three are just at such a high regard to me that it's like, I don't know. I don't think people would get mad at me saying that. I hope not. If you are, I'm sorry. Anyways, guys, Super Mario 64, let's get into it. I'll see you guys later.
It's me, Mario. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Guys, I hope you guys had a good time. I know I did. Super Mario 64 is just an iconic game at this point. And if you've never played it, God damn it, what are you waiting for? Go back and hit that up. Guys, thank you for downloading this show. Thank you for listening to this show. Hopefully I was I gave you a little nostalgia trip in these last 49 minutes. Pretty good. Guys, follow our Instagrams, Podcast Fresh, on Instagram, Podcast Fresh TO, on Twitter, Podcast Fresh, Facebook, Podcast Fresh, YouTube, podcastfresh2020@gmail.com. Email us. You could email us, give us questions for the Podcast Fresh Cafe, which is another one of our shows that I do with my co-host Chris Torres. We also got the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reviews that are coming back. We got the Last Wrestling Podcast. We got the Gaming Asylum regular shows. Tons of stuff happening here on the Podcast Fresh Network. Thank you very much for joining us. And if you want to follow my solo account on Instagram, I am at @official_acapello. And follow my co-host Chris Torres at Torres Unlimited. All right, guys, have a good night. Thank you for joining me. And peace out.